Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views with Chris Fitzsimon.
Welcome back to News and Views. Thousands of workers in North Carolina with no paid sick leave face a choice every day when they are ill: stay home and lose pay, or maybe even their job, or head to work anyway, where they are less productive and may infect customers and clients. Legislation in the General Assembly would provide paid sick leave for all workers in the state. Here with the details is Alan Fryer with the North Carolina Justice Center. Well, Alan, thanks for being back with us on News and Views. We appreciate your time.
It's always great to be with you, Chris.
Well, let's talk about paid sick leave and the ability of families to have a job and take care of themselves and their families. Why is this issue so important?
Absolutely. More than a million of North Carolina's workers don't have access to any kind of paid leave when they get sick or when they have to take care of a sick loved one. We all know what that means. That means lots of sick employees and lots of sick customers, and that's not good for anybody. That's why ensuring paid sick days and improving family medical leave practices, it helps workers, it helps businesses, and it helps the overall economy. There are too many workers in North Carolina that simply can't take care of their families when they need to, and that hurts businesses most of all. We know that it costs about $255 in lost productivity every time a worker has to take off sick. That's not a good deal for businesses, right? It makes a lot more sense for them simply to provide paid sick days for their employees so they can go home, take care of their loved ones, take care of themselves, and then come back ready to work. Otherwise, businesses end up losing significant amounts of time and money. They get sick customers, and that's not good for anybody.
I'm sure you've heard the argument, one of them, from folks who were opposed to this, saying that businesses should do this voluntarily and that we don't need more regulations from government.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
What do you say?
Some businesses recognize that it's in their best interest to do the right thing by their employees, and that's great. Unfortunately, many businesses do not, and that's for a couple reasons. The first reason is simply that where the largest pool of workers that don't have access to paid sick days are concentrated in those industries where employers are already not taking care of their employees, right? It's mostly in low-wage food service industry. It's in the healthcare, home healthcare business. These are the types of industries that are typically seen as more exploitative of their workers than actually taking care of them. So there are some employers that are just never going to do the right thing unless they're forced to. Let's be honest, there are a lot of businesses that do want to do the right thing. They're just not aware that they benefit from it in a lot of ways. And that's because, you know, many businesses will look at their bottom line and simply see, oh, I have a lost employee, I have to pay for their replacement. They're not able to step back and see the research that has been done that looks at all businesses across the entire economy and shows that you can actually save more money across all those businesses when you actually give your employees time off. Businesses typically just look at their bottom line. They don't recognize the first problem of turnover and absenteeism. We do know that turnover and absenteeism is the number one cost to businesses, and it's the number one issue that can be resolved by reduced by paid leave. By providing folks with paid sick days. Instead of firing your worker, you can give them paid sick days when they're sick. And that means that worker is able to come back, be more productive, and it saves a business far more money to be able to give that worker a paid sick day than fire the worker and have to train a whole new worker. It actually costs five times as much for businesses to train a new worker, bring them in, get them up to speed, than it does to simply give a sick worker a paid day off. So that's why it makes sense for businesses. It just takes some time to educate them about the overall benefits that they'll experience.
What about what workers face? I mean, I'm sure that there are people listening to us now who are feeling poorly themselves or have a child or a loved one that they take care of who is sick and have to make a choice.
Yeah, absolutely. No one should have to choose between being sick, taking care of themselves, and keeping their job. And that's why a policy like this is so critical. Every other country in the modern industrial world provides paid sick days. 183 countries in the world provide paid family medical leave so that after a worker gives birth to a child or has a spouse who gives birth to a child, they're able to stay home with that worker. And, you know, we hear from our elected officials and our politicians and the governor that, oh, our mothers are so important. I think we would all be willing to take them more seriously when they say their mothers are important when they actually promote policies that help mothers take care of their children. And that's why expanding family medical leave is so important.
And so where are we in terms of doing that legislatively?
So there are two bills that have been introduced. One is a paid sick days bill that provides 1 hour of paid sick leave for every 30 hours worked, up to 4 sick days paid for small business employees, and up to 7 days for employees of larger businesses. And this is legislation that the minority leadership has supported. The majority in the legislature hasn't taken a look at it yet, but it does have a fiscal impact, so it survived crossover. And so we're hoping that the legislature does the right thing, at least gives the bill a hearing. Certainly, paid family medical leave is incredibly popular in North Carolina. We did polling last summer that showed that more than 60% of all North Carolina voters supported paid sick days and paid family medical leave. And that actually includes a plurality. Almost 50% of all self-identified Republicans said this is a really important policy that we agree with. So the legislature really should do the right thing. And the last thing I'll say on this is that Senator Burr, obviously our United States Senator, had the opportunity to vote on a non-binding amendment that would support paid family medical leave and paid sick days in Washington, and he voted yes. So this suggests that even conservative Republicans can be encouraged to do the right thing when they recognize how good paid sick days are for workers, for businesses, and for the overall economy.
You mentioned that some businesses, obviously a lot of businesses, already do provide paid sick leave, and certainly some businesses would want everybody to do it if they're doing it, right? I mean, there are some businesses who support the legislation.
Yeah, this legislation creates a fair playing field. It allows those employers who already have paid sick days to keep offering them. It doesn't change the existing policies at all. What it does do is even the playing field and enforce employers that are not providing paid sick days to do the right thing by their employees and follow the same set of rules that the good actor employers are doing. So that's another reason why it's good for the economy.
What if people wonder why this we wouldn't be covered by federal regulations and shouldn't we be doing this in Congress? Why do we have to do it at the legislature?
Right, absolutely. So there are no paid sick days that are mandated in the United States by federal law. There is with family medical leave. There is a federal law, it's called the Family Medical Leave Act, that provides employees with 90 days of unpaid leave. But these days, who can afford 90 days of unpaid leave? Hardly anybody. That's why it's important to have at least some kind of bridge that allows folks to take care of their kids without going broke at the same time. So we need to move at the state level, clearly, because very little action is happening in Congress. We've seen significant gridlock, particularly between a very conservative House and a progressive president. And it's unlikely that Congress is going to move anytime soon beyond these kinds of non-binding symbolic resolutions that I mentioned Senator Burr supported. So North Carolina needs to jump in the deep end, along with a number of other states that have already taken action, including California, New Jersey, Massachusetts. And, you know, there's a lot of progress at the state level and other progressive economic issues like increasing the minimum wage. We saw deep red states like Arkansas and Alaska and Nebraska support a minimum wage in last year's election overwhelmingly. So I think we all recognize that North Carolina has an opportunity here. Our legislators have an opportunity to do the right thing by their workers and their business owners, and we hope they do.
Finally, before I let you go, we talked about why businesses should support it and why it's good for workers, but folks who are listening, other than wanting to do the right thing and support a more progressive state maybe, there's a self-interest in people who go to businesses and fast food restaurants. It's in all of our interest if the workers don't come to work sick.
Yeah, sick workers, particularly in the food industry or the healthcare industry, sick workers mean sick customers. Sick customers are good for nobody except maybe hospitals. And so we want to make sure that that workers are able to come to work, do their job well without getting customers sick. There's a huge public health interest in making sure we pass paid sick days. And clearly we know employers are going to benefit as well. So this is a win-win for everybody. And we really hope that the legislature does the right thing.
Well, let's hope so. And Alan, thanks for what you're doing. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Chris.
That's it for another edition of News and Views. Look for us on the web at ncpolicywatch.com. For producer Clayton Hinkle, this is Chris Fitzsimon. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to News and Views with Chris Fitzsimon, director of North Carolina Policy Watch. Visit them online at ncpolicywatch.com. News and Views, a weekly look at state and policy issues, is a production of the North Carolina Justice Center.